heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week, we're continuing our Masked adventure with Becca, Mel, and the boys from the System Mastery podcast. But before we get to that, we do have an exciting announcement. This Tuesday, on November 14th, One Shot is launching a Kickstarter to support production of a new actual play stream based on the Invisible Sun role-playing game by Monte Cook Games. One of the goals at One Shot is to help our listeners discover new gaming experiences through our productions. Invisible Sun attracted a lot of attention by making big promises of revolutionary mechanics from a game shrouded in mystery and at the high end for just about any gamer's budget. Now, I know I'm not the only person who is curious about this project, and I see it as our duty to explore and share it with all of you, hopefully peeling away some of the exclusivity surrounding it. The other motivation was to meet listener demand for more dramatic storytelling. We frequently get compliments for our dramatic actual play series on One Shot, like Dogs in the Vineyard, Noir World, and L5R. Not to mention the folks who love the dramatic moments in shows like Campaign and Neo Scum. To fit the tone of mystery and danger surrounding Invisible Sun, we've decided to make it our first fully dramatic campaign. That campaign, A Woman with Hollow Eyes, will be GM'd by Monte Cook Games' Darcy Ross and star Second City's Alan Linick, Campaign's own Cat Cool, and myself. Now, we're all professionals, either in the games industry or performers, so in order to make time for the project, we need to draw a wage. Hence, the Kickstarter. Unlike the Dungeon Dome Kickstarter, I don't want to create an overwhelming amount of exclusive content. After all, one of the main goals of this project is to give our viewers an understanding of what Invisible Sun is. So you won't need to be a backer to get all of the main plot points for A Woman with Hollow Eyes. But like the Dungeon Dome Kickstarter, we want to hold on to the audience interactivity. Ideas from our backers created some of the most fun moments in the Dungeon Dome, and I want to carry that over to A Woman with Hollow Eyes. So folks who back the Kickstarter can look forward to influencing the world that we're playing in. I'm so excited to expand on our ideas from our character and world creation stream. I'm hoping you're all ready to dive into drama and mystery with us. We're launching tomorrow on November 14th, and I hope to have your support. Speaking of November, we have one more con coming up this month, and that is PAX Unplugged in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the 17th through the 19th. I want to give a quick thank you to everyone who came out and said hey for a Catacon. It was a lovely show. Finally, before we get to the episode, I want to take a moment to thank our backers on Patreon.
Randy Ost, thank you.
David Millar, thank you.
David McGuff from Yellow Lab Productions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yellow Lab, what a good name. Josh Arntz, thank you.
William Neil Scott, thank you.
Leah DeAndrea, thank you.
Mark, thank you.
Alien Happy Hour, thank you.
Alien Happy Hour.
Alien Happy Hour, clearly a company name.
Kit Good, thank you.
What, that's a Gal Friday, right?
Yeah, Kit Good's definitely. She's like doing it, mm-hmm. You know? She's like sticking through stuff.
Yeah.
Good luck, Kit Good. We're on your side.
One good kid. Andrew Moores, thank you.
Mowers?
Andrew Mowers.
Andrew, thank you.
Tiny Shenanigans. Thank
Tiny
you.
Tiny Shenanigans. What you doing?
Just little shenanigans here and there.
Tiny Shenanigans, why?
Thanks again to all of our backers on Patreon, and I want to remind everybody to please fill out your forms. With all that out of the way, let's get to the show.
I'm going to see if I can find a bar and get one of the bottles to transport to me.
This is good.
How old are we again?
Oh, I'm 15.
Great. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious.
Quantum's 15. So Quantum, yeah, there is a shitty bar west of the freeway. It's a biker bar. There are a bunch of bikes outside. You know that you need to be able to see something in order to transport it. So how are you like sneaking over like to this bar? Like, are you going to just walk right in or?
Going around the side into the alleyway next to the bar, Avi lifts himself up on the side. There's a little windowsill in there and it's dirty, obviously. So he starts trying to rub the dirt off and see if he can make any sort of visual contact with anything in the bar.
Yeah. I think you managed to see, there's a bottle of Jack on the wall. It's like perfect to you. Let me get an unleash your powers roll, please.
All right, here we go. Unleashing with, woohoo baby.
Wow.
No, sir.
That's Mark potential.
Not good.
Not good at all.
So you concentrate on this bottle of Jack and it just explodes. and explodes so that like one of the shards actually flies through the window that you're sitting by. And like you dodge. Are there negative consequences that it lists with Unleash Your Powers that we need to be thinking about here?
Nope, just that it failed is
great,
all that it says.
Great. It breaks the window, startles you. You fall down into some trash. And your whole life is trash right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And you look up. There's someone snickering at you. This is an older boy who's got like kind of a slender build, long black hair, and looks like the quintessential what the White Wolf fan thinks of themselves.
Oh my God.
The original White Wolf. So like this is a cool looking goth teen.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the patrons in the bar just think that it was another ghost.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking bar ghosts. Bar ghosts. God damn. We gotta get some busters up in here.
Who forgot to pour one out for Frank?
I'm gonna call my voodoo guy. I've had it.
That's nonsense. You gotta do candomblé. Works every time.
Never. I wouldn't be caught dead. It's Laveau or nothing.
Well, you say that to my mama next time you come by for Thanksgiving dinner. No, you see
say,
how she
I'll
reacts.
Say everything to your mama. So like there's that horrible accent argument happening in there. And this goth teen who is smoking, which is so fucking cool.
Oh my God, this
no,
guy's
he's
so
vaping.
Cool.
Snickers a little bit.
Oh my God, he's sucking on a robot dick.
Yeah, he's vaping.
Yep.
He's vaping hard.
All about that like, vape life.
It's definitely one.
But he's what a White Wolf kid thinks is cool, so he's got to be vaping cloves.
Yeah, oh,
clove flavored vape.
Oh, God, yes. I used to work with those douchebags.
So he's vaping away at some cloves, like, sorry you didn't get anything, man.
Yeah, thanks. Gets up, throws a banana peel off of his shoulder.
Hey, I've seen you before, right?
I don't know.
On TV?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, twice. You're that fucking kid.
Yeah,
you're
I guess I am.
You're that fucking kid that took the leg off of the coach during the pep rally.
Oh, God.
That was incredible. Fuck that guy.
I mean, I wasn't trying to or nothing. It was just, you know. It happens sometimes.
You know Jake Tillman? He's got a doctor's note. He's got asthma. It's fucked up, whatever. The coach made him run laps until he had an attack and he almost died. So that dude should have been fired before you even had the chance to take his leg off. So fuck that guy.
What a dick.
Huge dick. You want one? He offers you one of these vape sticks.
Yes I do.
Cool. So you're vaping with this cool kid. Let's cut back to everyone else. How is the trash collection
it
going?
Was never my intention to pick up more trash than Rock Lee. Clearly his speed is superior to mine, correct? Human chum, he says, turning to attempt a fist bump at the now gone
Quantum.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Tries to fist bump Quantum. Wait, where is Quantum? What happened?
In the meantime, Rock Lee has 10 full bags of garbage.
Yes. Champion, how much has Champion collected?
Champion has collected 10 as well, but you wouldn't know it by looking because she's only holding 2 since she filled the other 8 too full and they burst. So there's more garbage than when they started.
So she's collected the same garbage like 10 times over.
Yeah.
Great. So yeah, and this is all you trying to keep up with Rock Lee, with Lee Rock, and you know, get him to notice you. But he's Senpai. way too invested in this garbage quest.
Please at some point call me Senpai.
But Rock Lee, with your...
She's learning Japanese on Duolingo.
Yes.
With your, like, superhuman, like, senses, like, with your, like, combat sense, where you have a total awareness of the world around you, mm-hmm. you notice that Jurassic looks upset and has been, like, checking their watch, like, pretty constantly.
Jurassic, what is wrong?
It seems as though our good friend Quantum has gone missing.
That's not good.
I can track him using scent to a limited degree. He headed in that direction.
You regularly smell him?
I literally smell everything.
Oh.
Jurassic says, giving you a wink.
Wink.
With his weird bird eye.
Yeah. Yep. One massive bird eye. It makes a noise when it winks.
I think he winks and then has like one of those second eyelid
imitating membrane. And then when the outside one comes down, it makes a literal thock noise.
God.
And it's not gross because I feel like Fred isn't the type to get grossed out by that sort of thing.
No,
but it is weird.
I'm grossed out because I find birds unsettling.
In my defense, I am more reptile or dinosaur than bird.
So you guys, like noticing that your friend is gone, start heading west, exactly where our friend Jurassic knows. There will be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to do anything while we head west?
Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to roll the best of them. I'm sorry. I actually don't have that. I thought I did. I guess I'll just tell people a story about my home.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right. So as I walk west, I'll begin telling people, because this is something that's got to be bothering people by now. I have all this knowledge of the future. In my world, we have oracles who have told us of certain troubling events that will occur in the distant future. They nearly need to be cleaned to pave the way. It is important that we come to help our human friends here in the future. Do you have similar customs of, let's say, compassion? And he's going to get a 10, which means he gets to choose two of these. I will confess a flaw of my home. Unfortunately, in the world I come from, dinosaur slavery remains a troubling problem that I personally do not agree with. I find myself ever more content with this filthy mammal paradise. So that'll add one team to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Been spending most our lives in a filthy mammal paradise.
This is truly troubling, as you can no doubt understand, for you see, I find myself unable to correct this problem, though I am a prince among my people. He says, revealing that he is a prince and taking influence over someone. Whoever's most impressed by royalty, I don't care.
Probably me.
Sure. Probably Rock Lee.
There it is. Okay. Yep.
How do you react to that, finding out that your companion is royalty?
In awe, probably, because he wouldn't suspect a creature of your look to be royalty. And he'd probably be very enthusiastic about it and start asking too many questions.
Yes, of course. This is the royal plumage of colors. As you can see, there's orange and yellow and green and puce.
And puce. Ochre and blue.
That is very impressive.
Chartreuse.
Do they signify anything?
They signify my grand lineage. Mm. Each of the Rampharenchi before me bore these plumage in my family line.
So we're going to cut back to Quantum really quick. You are having a grand time relating to one of your peers, smoking up. You're puffing out some thick, thick cotton.
Just ripping train whistles.
You and this kid are just like moving back and forth with stories of like different ways that you fucked up and like how the people that you hurt when you fucked up actually kind of deserved it, so it's whatever. You are in the middle of that when this kid's phone goes off with like an alarm sound, and he pulls it out, checks it, sighs, pulls the vape out of his mouth, and tucks it into his trench coat and goes, fuck. Hey, it's been cool hanging out or whatever. I gotta go do a job.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. I'll probably catch you around school or something. Fucking don't let him get to you, man. And he walks off. And as he walks off, you can see him like come out of this alleyway and run his fingers through his hair and his dark black stringy ass greasy teen hair. Like when he runs his fingers through, turns from black to white.
And then he turns into Sephiroth.
And he it's not far off. Imagine if Sephiroth was a furry.
Done.
Skunky Roth.
Well, it's a wolf.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So Inuyasha.
Oh my god.
It is pretty Inuyasha. It's
Kagome.
Like Inuyasha that's like Kagome. A couple more degrees furry. Like he turns into this like wolf creature and like bounds
through
the air.
Oh my gosh. So like a full on Bishonen wolf.
He bounds through the air and lands hard on the ground right in front of like where you guys are walking.
I punch him.
Do we have any idea who this is?
You have no idea who this is.
Okay.
Yeah. I imagine that Jurassic, I almost called him Tyrannus. Jurassic and Rock Lee were sort of walking behind Fred because Fred was not engaging in this conversation about plumage. And so this bishy wolf just lands right in front of Fred and startles her. And so she just punches him instinctively.
Great. I need you to roll, probably unleash your powers more so than directly engage a threat.
Okay. Unleash is...
plus freak.
Freak. Good. One of my better stats.
Also in the game.
Yeah. That's a 5.
Okay.
Well.
5 is not successful.
No.
So,
so I'm going to mark potential.
Yeah. You go to punch this wolf boy. And it's as though, like, he anticipates you coming. He, instead of, like, slowing down as, like, you had to approach or acting with surprise at all, he, like, reaches out with a clawed finger and you pass behind him. He smiles and goes, oh, god damn it, now I gotta get fucking power cord. I don't know why he says that. It wasn't a good thing to say. So yeah, he dashes past you guys and turns around and goes, what the fuck? Man, this city is the fucking worst.
So leave.
I concur. There are far too many warm-blooded creatures.
Nah, man, I was here fucking first. Secondly,
that is reprehensible.
I resent warm-blooded as an
as
insult.
Do I. Oh, sorry.
You have,
I have.
I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
You have very foul language.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what I have. It's fucking work to do. So if you guys are done.
He has foul breath, too. I can smell it from here.
Ooh, sick burn.
All right, now that's a personal insult. And I'm not taking kindly to that. He like brings his claws out and scratches down and tears the world itself. Space-time hangs open before you as Garmer steps through this like ripping reality. Garmer is a huge black wolf creature that steps through and like snarls at you and goes as you look on this teen furry Sephiroth wolf. And he just tells it, eat him. And you guys are in combat as a massive wolf is headed towards you.
Is it too late to assess the situation?
No, not at all.
So I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 12.
Okay. Before you went weeb, you were experimenting with like a lot of different fandoms that you could be into. And you recognize Garmer immediately. Garmer is from Norse mythology. It is a wolf associated with Hel and Ragnarok. It is a massive, terrible beast that this shitty teen has unleashed upon the world. And you recognize this as the creature is charging towards you. And for a second, you feel helpless because, like, you recognize, like, how scary this would be. Then you remember, I'm not Lee Rock. I'm Rock Lee. And Rock Lee can do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that Rock Lee does?
Rock Lee is going to, well, Lee Rock is going to snap into action and begin his run.
Yes.
His running transformation into Rock Lee.
Okay.
With his arms outstretched behind him, running as fast as he can, slowly increasing pace until zap! He's Rock Lee in the worst jumpsuit you've ever seen.
Yeah, dude. So we have you like do this Naruto run at this big fucking wolf, and this Sephiroth furry pulls out a vape and starts vaping, laughing his ass off, looking at you doing your stupid Naruto run. And then like there's trans-dimensional lightning bolts as you transform into Rock Lee. And can you roll me a directly engage a threat?
Please? Absolutely.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And is that plus anything?
Mm-hmm.
Plus danger, which is minus one. So I've got a nine.
All right.
On a 7 to 9, pick one. Resist or avoid their blows. Take something from them. Create an opportunity for your allies. Impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
What would you like to do?
I would like to create an opportunity for my allies.
Okay.
I can help with that.
Cool. So what's your plan here?
Effectively, I am going to start calling out commands here because I have one of my two powers is Kirby Craft. And my Kirby Craft, I already had this written down. I'm really happy this is happening, is a Triceratops. So I want to create a monster fight.
Perfect. Okay. So you run at this wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize it is big and you have literally no idea how strong it could be. You know, you are from a world where big, strong monsters can destroy entire villages.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to like amp things up to where there could be a lot of collateral damage.
Because you haven't had a chance to count the tails yet.
I know. I can't even see them.
Yeah, it could have so many fucking tails,
yeah,
dude.
Who knows?
You jump and you jump over it, causing like the creature to rear its head back to keep its eyes on you. And when it does that, it sort of like opens up its chest area for attack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn over to Jurassic. Jurassic, what are you doing?
Yes, stellar work, ninja. I will handle the large one. You too, deal with the foul-mouthed vapor. He says as he reaches a feathered talon up into the air and presses several buttons on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
A Triceratops shimmers to life immediately behind him.
Great.
Trike, engage the beast.
It paws at the ground.
And it will.
Didn't we learn that Triceratopses were never real recently?
No, we learned that they are like part of a similar clade with Styracosaurs or something like
yeah.
that. Hmm. It's the same. It's like a Brontosaurus, a Patasaur thing, where they were real, but they might have also been some other animal that was discovered previously.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, they're real in this universe where there's intelligence ramparinci.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So it paws at the ground like a rhinoceros.
And this is actually going to be a roll with the opening bonus provided to it. I actually don't know how that works. To directly engage a threat.
So create an opportunity for your allies. There's no sheer mechanical thing for it, but I can say that you have one forward to this. So
there we are.
Add one to this roll.
Let's see. Thanks to the one forward, I'm getting a 10.
Nice.
Perfect. So this goes perfectly. Tell me what you want to do with this as this Triceratops charges forward and strikes this massive wolf in the chest.
Okay. Giving a 10 means that I have two things that are happening. The first is that I am going to take something from the Triceratops, or sorry, from the wolf. And what I'm taking from Garmer is its position. With a colossal blow, Trike stabs into the side of the beast and flings it sideways so that it rams into the wall of a nearby building, falling sideways and collapsing on the ground adjacent to it. Additionally, I'm going to impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. This is going to take the sullen werewolf Tina back. Yeah. He had no idea that this was about to happen.
Shit.
Excellent.
You guys are going to get me in trouble with my fucking boss. The wolf, like, sort of shakes itself off as it gets out of the wreckage of the Radio Shack that it, like, had rolled into completely unoccupied, so we don't need to worry about it.
That Radio Shack was going out of business anyway.
Yeah. I think this shitty teen gets up and goes, I guess I'll have to handle you. I'll start with a weeb. He dashes at you, and he is going to hit you. I need you to roll. Take a powerful blow.
Oof.
Roll low.
Yeah.
I did. do I plus anything? You take a roll.
Plus conditions.
I don't have any. I got a 6. So choose one. You lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to take foolhardy action or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition.
Well, on a 6, it's a miss.
Yeah. Oh, it
this is.
This
is a full miss. So you stand strong, mark potential as normal, and say how you weather the blow. So I'm going to say we end in like one of those like time stop Naruto moments where Rock Lee recognizes how strong and fast his opponent is. And if you could please give me a Rock Lee like monologue about like this wolf's technique.
I cannot believe how fast this wolf is. How am I going to overcome this? Oh, my guy, I wish you were here to help me with this enemy.
Chomp! By the way, when I hit with the directly, I actually haven't played Masks. I just love it. We traded blows. I didn't choose to resist the damage it does to me. So I'm assuming that it got a bite off on the Triceratops and they mark conditions on each other. Is that normal?
So yeah, normally I thought you got a 10.
I did. That's a hit, right?
Right. Yeah. A 10 would be a full hit. I didn't realize that you suffered.
Well, I think you always do because you trade blows on a hit.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, what's happening here is, rather than the wolf getting you. I think so. It, like struggles out of the Radio Shack and it comes towards you. Mm-hmm. And like, the Triceratops, is between you two, and the wolf paws at the ground, and like the earth cracks before you, like causing it to crumble, and like you, there's a bunch of debris and like smashed up brick and whatnot that like pelts you, despite the fact that your Triceratops did a great job goring this thing. But we go back to the Sephiroth wolf team,
okay,
a team that has like just like chomped on Rock Lee's arm. And, like, is now, like, shaking you around. And you're like,
jeez.
Ah, help! Ah! This is terrible. So, like, it hasn't, like, severely injured your arm or anything, but you are marking a condition. When you mark a condition, we're actually, I think we're going to choose which condition you want. You can, this can make you afraid, angry, guilty, hopeless or insecure.
And it's my choice?
It's your choice. Gross, Ollie.
Those is he noises. Licking the carpet again?
Probably.
He's just licking nothing.
Just smacking his chops.
He's probably suddenly a bit insecure because he was running in to defend someone and failed.
Cool. So I'll give you this insecure card here.
Okay.
And like it gives you the -2 to what is appropriate. And you can discard it, when the card says you can discard it. So you have been chomped by this wolf boy, champion. You see this and decide, fuck that.
Right.
How do you react?
Okay. So what I'm going to do, what I hope to do rather, is rush in. The way that you deal with a dog bite is instead of trying to wrench your arm out of it, you push your arm further into the dog's mouth to force it open, and then you grab it by its upper jaw and wrench it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what Champion is going to try and do is grab Rockley's arm and force it further into Shitty Teen's mouth so that she can get a handle on his upper snout and wrench it backwards.
Awesome. So I think that's got to be directly engage a threat.
Probably, yeah.
Or it could be...
Do you have any powers you could unleash to make this more dramatic?
Well, I have punch everyone.
Huh.
Which is whenever I charge into a fight without hedging my bets, I can shift my danger up and any other label down. Or physics. What physics? When I unleash my powers to barrel through an insurmountable barrier, roll danger instead of freak.
Okay. Becca, I want you to choose between directly engaging this threat and defending. Are you going to be defending Rock Lee, or are you going to be directly engaging this threat?
Directly engaging this threat, because honestly, shoving his arm further into the maw of a wolf is not really a defensive move.
I mean, it is. You just explained how you deal with dog bites.
But also, it's like...
it's, but you love me.
True. But defense would be a minus one, so I'm going to go directly engage.
Great.
That Ooh. Is 12.
Cool.
Nice.
Yes. So you I think grab the back of this wolf's head and like force it down on that arm, like causing his eyes to bug a little bit, and then drag him by his long hair and like whip smack slam him into the ground.
Yes.
What are your things that you're choosing from your directly engage a threat there?
I get to pick two. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to resist or avoid their blows
mm-hmm.
and take something from them, which is his hold on Rockley.
Great. Cool. So, yeah, you've slammed him to the ground. Dust starts kicking up just as Quantum is like coming past the bar, like sort of jogging up to where this kid jumped. And you see your nerdy classmates throwing down with a big ass wolf and an anime furry.
What the hell is going on here? This isn't my fault. You know this isn't my fault.
Sounds like something a guilty person would say.
So I'm going to attempt to assess the situation.
Great.
I got a 7.
Perfect.
So I can ask one thing. Okay. Who's in the greatest danger? What here is in the greatest danger? Like,
all right. So, you're looking around. There is a somewhat injured, massive wolf creature. There is an anime furry goth who's recently been slammed into the dirt. There is Rock Lee, who is like shaking off his arm. There's like some stylized anime blood, but also it hasn't impeded any movement because he only takes anime damage.
Precisely.
But you do see Jurassic buried in a bunch of rubble with this massive wolf sort of bearing down on him as an injured looking Triceratops is shakily standing between the two.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and I'm going to use my... I'm going to try and actually charge up my powers.
Great.
So let's see if that works. Oh, sweet. Got a 10. I get 3 burn, and I don't even need to mark a condition. I'm going to use one burn to seize any one object up to the size of a person from someone within view.
Mm-hmm.
And can I make that object be Jurassic?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So as the wolf is going to pounce on this rubble and get him, I just mm-hmm. open up a teleportation tube and slam him right next to me.
Swink!
Your powers are truly impressive.
Yeah, yeah, I'm great. What is a wolf doing here?
It appears to be attempting mayhem.
That's excellent. I love everything about this. Why did you piss off a goth wolf?
He attacked us without provocation.
Yeah, that's right. No provocation. Not a single person tried to punch him.
I speak only
not.
Of dinosaurs.
Why would I do that?
Your fucking friends are getting in my way.
Oh my god. Guys, what the hell are you doing?
He says this as, like, your hand is still on his hair. He grabs your hand. He twists and sort of, like, throws you off. You gracefully recover and do, like, a three-point slide.
Yeah.
As
the
he's,
cool,
like,
superhero landing. Yeah,
ready the field between you two. He takes a deep breath. And shoots like ice out of his mouth, like in a cone across the field, like icing up the ground. How are Champion and Rock Lee dealing with this like ice breath attack?
I have an idea.
Mm.
One thing that Rock Lee shares with his mentor, Guy Sensei, is the ability to open his inner gates.
Okay.
And Wink. I would like to unleash my powers and open my inner gates so that I can create fire, so that I don't get frozen to the ground, and hopefully, like, maybe blast the area around me to negate some of this ice, and then directly attack with the unleash of my powers.
Rad, dude. Do it!
Is this cone of ice just happening at, like, eye level? Because he's...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like horizontal and not vertical?
Yeah, I don't think it goes too high up.
Okay, so I feel like I'm bodily standing in front of it and blocking it from hitting you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to try and unleash his powers to, like...
What am I...
Plus freak.
Plus freak, which is zero.
So that's a six.
It's a miss.
Now, normally that would be a miss, but you guys do have 4 points in your team pool.
Team right pool.
Oh, that's right. Other people have to spend it, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to help somehow. How can we assist? I have a lighter in my pocket.
What would help Rock Lee open up his inner gates?
Well, I think I can go ahead and help with that. Sensing the energy coming off of Rock Lee, we have an odd bond, given that I'm the one who dragged you into this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel you attempting to reach some sort of power, some energy within you that you can't quite get to. And
potential energy.
Very potential energy. And I'm going to turn that into kinetic energy.
Yeah, dude.
Excellent.
So that is enough. That will add one to this, making you get the 7 to 9 range.
Okay. So I mark a condition, or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
Cool. So which do you choose? Do you want a condition, or do you want unstable or temporary?
So I'd like to suggest that opening inner gates is automatically very unstable and temporary, because it can essentially damage your body beyond repair.
Great.
And given that you're also tapping into weird quantum energies, it would definitely be unstable.
Absolutely.
So the ice breath hits this fire gate that you've opened. Fire swirls around you. Your hair is blowing in the air with tiny rocks passing it, just like in an anime. mm-hmm. And like the two powers are canceling each other out. Champion, you are struck by the strength of this moment. But you also realize that this is a perfect opportunity, because this wolf boy is so busy blowing ice at this fire boy that he's left himself completely undefended.
Right. Okay. I have an idea. He's still blowing this ice breath, and it's only being like negated wherever Rockley's fire aura is. Can I coat my fists in ice to pack more of a punch?
Yes!
Okay, so what I want to do is run forward around Rock Lee and mm-hmm. sort of power slide underneath the ice breath so that it's not hitting me in the face and reach my fists up into it
mm-hmm.
and then slide up to him and then punch him in a, like an uppercut.
Perfect.
Unleash my powers?
I think, yeah, unleash your powers because this is like a new way that you're using.
It's a five.
Is it? Yes. Okay, so 5, 3, that's 8. Unleash my powers as freak, so that's 10.
Perfect. So.
Heck yeah.
You do it.
Pick two, girl. Pick two.
I don't want to unleash powers. You just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On a hit, you do it.
What? Well, yeah, but
unleash powers. Unleash.
A 10 plus. Oh, wait. Oh, unleash. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hit this kid with a beautiful arcing uppercut that sends him flying back into what is immediately next to the abandoned Radio Shack. And that's an abandoned Arby's.
Yes.
So yes. He slams into the Arby's sign, which slams into the top of the empty food
food library.
It's a food library.
Oh,
food
man. Library. And when the uppercut connects, the ice on my fist shatters yeah. with the glass breaking sound and effect. And there's like snow everywhere. Just cascading yes. down as he like flies up and back in slow motion.
At this point, the wolf, the Garmir, has like gotten to its feet and it is going after Quantum. And the only person who notices this is Jurassic. What do you do?
Okay, I am actually going to use support to attempt to get assistance out of someone who I think is more suited in this situation.
Hmm.
Quantum, can you open portals?
Yeah, that's kind of one of my things.
Then open one at the following two coordinates, he says suddenly.
And this is like the latest string in a long line of shit that you've been taking from this Jurassic fellow.
Hang on.
Like,
hang, I'm not. Go ahead. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to set up. This person is always telling you to do things. Everybody seems to trust them. But like, there's what is wrong with people? It's a weird bird. It's a weird bird that keeps like disrupting your life.
What? Coordinates? How am I supposed to even know what is wrong with you, man?
Quantum, I believe in you.
This is the first time anyone's ever said that, and it kind of floors you.
Okay. I still don't know what coordinates you're talking about.
They'll be the two locations I am pointing to.
So he points to the now fallen Arby's sign and the now fallen Radio Shack sign.
All right, man. I open portals between the two of them.
Okay. So portals are open. Wolf is still barreling down on him.
That wasn't quite what I had in mind. I wanted one above the wolf.
Okay. Well, the Radio Shack sign, guess what, is flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's above the wolf.
That's what I wanted.
Great. Glad we gave you what you wanted. What happens?
I wanted it to fall on the wolf.
Okay. So, like, yeah, it's spinning through the air, and this portal is, like, spinning through the ground, and we can see its massive teeth as they are behind Quantum. Quantum, like, turns around and sees this huge wolf, like, about to eat him and, like, prepares to die. What is, like, the last thing you think before you would die?
Fucking nerds.
What? The portal like the portal goes over this wolf's head, and the wolf comes crashing through and chomps down on this anime teen that is in the rubble on top of the Arby's sign. The teen screams in pain as like the wolf bites it and like immediately spits him out upon realizing what it's done. He turns to you guys in rage for a second, and then another alarm goes off on his phone. He looks at it, goes, "Shit, I fucking missed it! Fuck you guys!"
What the fuck? My boss is going to be furious. And he points at you guys. I'll be back and I'm going to fucking get you. Especially fucking you, because I thought you were cool. Fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you. Especially fuck you. With that, he tears another, like, portal, like not portal, but, like, hole in the world and steps into it. And the sort of cowed wolf with its ears and tail down follow quickly behind him, just as one of Jurassic's, like, devices starts going off.
I have quite a few devices. Yes. Yeah. Alien tech is one of my two things.
So this is, like, you knew that this would happen. What is this device informing you of?
Oh, okay. This is a signature device that indicates that the danger to this particular region of Halcyon City has entered stage 2. We were supposed to defeat the wolf creatures and capture them here, and we have failed.
Okay.
This is elevating the threat. He quickly stuffs this away. He doesn't want people to be worried about it, so mm-hmm. He stuffs it away into a pouch and turns to Quantum. Now, when I did that whole teleporting thing earlier, I was rolling to comfort or support. I got a 10.
Ooh.
What I'm going to say is, even among the dimensional wizards of my people, your reaction speeds are impressive. This was truly a heroic move for you, he says. And you may mark potential or shift labels if you believe me.
Actually, I'm going to mark potential.
You're going to mark potential? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess football wasn't all for nothing.
But you guys, like, as this hole in the world, like, closes up, you are left once again with each other in this weird place. And, you know, Jurassic had been prattling on about something earlier, something that was going to happen to the west of the freeway. And here you found yourselves. And, like, most of the things that Jurassic says, you sort of take with a grain of salt because, like, you're kind of a weird person.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's hard to, like, really wrap your head around, you know, what's going on. But, like, the gravity of it hits you is you are all here, like Jurassic said you would be here. And there was something you had to do, and from what you know, you did it. And, like, this whole school hero club thing, like, starts to take a sharper form for you. Rock Lee, you, after opening the gate, you're overwhelmed with fatigue, and you turn into Lee Rock, who, you know, looks a lot like Rock Lee because they dress and style themselves exactly like Rock Lee. But, like, you're a normal human now. And Fred, you know, you are, like, looking at your fist in awe at what you were able to accomplish as the last of the snow, like, swirls in the wind around you. And Quantum, you are, like, fucking over the situation, but also at the same time, like, there is some part of you that goes, Jurassic was right, and what can that mean? What do you guys do?
So, was this the thing you were... Is this what we were supposed to be doing?
Yes, the garbage collection was a ruse to fool Elder Dugong.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure the great threat to the city wasn't garbage buildup, so that's good at least.
In less than 6 months, this area of the city will be totally destroyed if not met with the challenge of the wrecking crew.
Okay, but is there, like, someone better than us that we could get?
If there is someone who is better than us at being the wrecking crew, I would find that a temporal paradox most unsettling.
Yeah, you're real weird.
If you'll excuse me, I need to return my Triceratops to his home 10 minutes from now.
Rock Lee, or Lee Rock, has continued to pick up garbage.
Fred is sort of trailing behind Lee Rock, sort of not sure how to approach asking if he's okay.
I think this is a thing where we need you to roll comfort or support.
Yeah.
Because Lee Rock has insecure as a condition.
7.
Okay. 7.
Which is barely a hit.
Yep. Let's see. So, yeah. You can clear a condition with this. So, you'd be able to clear away insecure with this. So, how what do you say that helps Lee Rock clear up their insecurity?
And are you saying it as Fred or as champion?
Well, who can really tell?
Fair enough. They both wear all black bodysuits.
Yes, true. So Fred sort of is helping pick up the garbage, and she looks at Lee Rock's arm. Is it still bloody in anime, or has it cleared up since the transformation?
I think when you detransform, like, you are still hurt, but I don't think it's as severe.
It looks more like a surface wound right now.
Like so, like, yeah. So, like, the anime blood turns like, into a big bruise.
I'd say like three anime scratches.
Yeah. You know, where it's just red. I was going to say, it's just like big scratches. There's no like visible flesh missing or anything, but his clothes are torn.
Okay.
So wait,
okay.
Where are you more injured? In anime format or in human form? Because in anime, you don't see the actual wounds.
They're... No, you never see the wound. That's a good question, and I don't think I can answer that.
Probably hurts more in human form.
It probably
does.
But
it
looks worse
form.
In anime yeah. form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably like a pain that I'm going to have a sore arm for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Lee Rock is like rubbing their arm, right?
Yeah. Now. Yeah. So, Fred is helping pick up the trash, and she sort of stops and is like, is your arm all right?
It's been better. I'll be okay soon, though, I think. Probably. These things heal.
Well, with how you took that that mauling, I'd say you'll bounce back pretty quickly.
Oh, thank you. It's not easy, but you know.
And you exuded fire. That was cool.
There's
thank
like
you.
A twinkle in her eyes. She says that. And you are like looking at your own fist as you're saying that, and like the words echo in your head. That was cool. some wind sweeps over by the side of the freeway, and it like catches the ends of your headband that's tied around your waist. And like, yeah, you think, yeah, I was cool. And
from Lee Rock's perspective, it's that very cool like action hero wind. And from Fred's perspective, it's the like cherry blossom flowers
oh,
and sparkles.
Yes.
From Abby's
perspective, a piece of newspaper is gone and just like has caught on her arm while yeah. the wind is blowing it and it's just flapping.
Jesus fucking Christ. This fucking nerd.
The same wind affects Jurassic by hitting him with a leaf and he just picks it up and eats it.
There was a bug on it.
Yeah, and with that, Do Good has, like, come to you guys, and is like, hey, great job picking up all this trash.
We look around at all the trash that hasn't been picked up.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think there's much left, because, like, Rock Lee got 10 bags of garbage.
Yeah, there's just one pile of the garbage that Fred couldn't pick up because it kept exploding out of the bags, and mm-hmm. she kept having to, like, throw the bag into the pile of garbage and then getting another bag. But luckily, it's underneath the rubble.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I thought that we were going to have to come here for a couple days, but I guess we're going to have to pick a new task when we meet next.
Yes. It seems that the homeless people in the west area of the freeway require sandwiches prior to April.
All right, then. Well, I think we can make some sandwiches. Just wanted to do a quick debrief with everyone. What do we think we learned about heroism today?
Oh, my God.
Avi, do you have something to contribute?
Yeah, I learned heroism is real great. Being a hero's fun for the whole family.
Why do you smell like cloves?
There was a lot of cloves in the garbage.
It is true.
They were making pumpkin pies.
His cloves are redolent of a 3-acetylene nanotube structure.
Okay, I guess I'll trust that, Jurassic. Anyone else learn something about heroism today? The power of small sacrifices?
That was very creepy.
Community responsibility?
The true hero
understands the power of community service.
Right, right. Good. Very good, Jurassic.
Fuck.
That was a wink.
Oh, my God. My arm is not long enough for the jerk-off motion in my heart.
And with that, well, guys, I really do think this was great. You know, A's for the day.
We were getting graded on this?
I mean, yes.
Shit.
But you're not a teacher.
But I am a guidance counselor.
So you need a degree for that.
We got an A in guidance?
I get an A in heroism.
There is no A in heroism.
It's a grading A. You know what I'm talking about. Don't be sarcastic.
I am an exchange student. Je ne comprends pas.
With that, he sends you guys home. And because Jurassic and Quantum are the only people who go home together, I think there's one more scene between these two where I want to see some realization from Quantum, something that they begrudgingly have to acknowledge.
Where'd you get a Triceratops from?
Trike is my combat beast. I keep him stored in the future, 10 minutes from now.
Does that mean he's going to show up in 10 minutes?
No, in 10 minutes it will be now, and he will be 10 minutes from now.
Right. Still,
I can teach you to ride him if you like.
Dude, yes.
And I think that's it. I think that's where we leave our heroes for now. As we cut to a sullen-looking furry anime.
A sullen-looking furry.
Wolf team.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah. As they are standing in front of a massive void. And there is just a voice that says in a loud, loud, booming nature,
"Failed.
Wasn't my fault. They're these fucking kids. They got in the way. I was going to open up the ley line and start everything, but..." Ugh! He like kicks at the ground, and we see two massive, like horrible, they look like birdie snake eyes emerge from the darkness.
"Failure is but the first step."
And we cut away to the credits. And like we can see Viz Media thanked and an association with like Naruto, Company.
Can I give like a short, like after the credits of every episode, there's always just a little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want a little scene of it's sunset. And Lee Rock is throwing the last of the garbage bags into a dumpster to finish the job. Mm-hmm. And above, you see the birds that are in every episode going, "Aha! Aha!" And he raises a fist and you hear like the scrunch noise that fists make in that show for whatever weird fucking reason.
Because their bone structure's all fucked up.
Who knows? And he says, "Truly, we are in the springtime of our youth."
Nice.
Hi kids, Naruto here. On the next episode, old Bushy Brow's going to collect so much more garbage than ever. Believe it.
That's it, kids. Thank you guys so much for playing Masks.
Oh, thank you for having us.
What a fun peek into this ongoing hero world. Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with Bulldogs. In the meantime, check out some of the other great gaming shows on the One Shot Network, like System Mastery. System Mastery follows Jeff and John as they scour the bargain bins of game stores across the country to bring you up-to-the-decade reviews on failures and secret successes of RPG history. That's Thursday night at 9 after an all-new Becker at SystemMasteryPodcast.com. If you're excited for our new Kickstarter, A Woman with Hollow Eyes, be sure to share that excitement using hashtag Woman with Hollow Eyes for a chance to get on our hidden mailing list with secrets about the upcoming show.
Coming up this weekend, Meg, Alex, and I are going to be at PAX Unplugged, mostly hanging around the Bully Pulpit Games room. If you want to see us and maybe playtest the Dungeon Dome card game, be sure to drop by Bully Pulpit while you're there. We're definitely going to be playing Ghost Court Saturday night at 10, so mark that on your calendar. And be sure to keep your eye on Facebook and Twitter for plans for the one-shot PAX Unplugged meetup. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and this week I want to talk about proposed federal judge Jeff Mateer. Donald Trump has nominated Texas Assistant Attorney General Jeff Mateer for a lifetime judgeship on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas. Despite being a constitutional lawyer, Mateer has repeatedly insisted that the separation of church and state should not exist. This, on top of a host of overtly terrible statements about the LGBTQ community, make him an unfit candidate for this position. Thankfully, you can oppose him by contacting your representatives. Now, I found this issue summary, along with the contact information for my reps, and a script to read while I'm on the phone to make sure I'm on message, at 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. 5Calls makes it easy to discover and act on issues like this. It only takes a few minutes of your time to make a difference about issues that you care about. One Shot is a proud partner in the Chicago Podcast Co-op. If you're an advertiser looking to reach an engaged Chicago audience, be sure to contact the co-op about advertising opportunities. And if you're a listener who wants to find a new show, check out the Koch Brothers Mystery Show. Join boy detectives, the Koch Brothers, as they use their billions of dollars and shadowy government influence to solve the country's most harrowing crimes. Crimes they most certainly did not commit. As always, a big thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about the show. You can also leave us a rating or review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. If you want to hear more from the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod. Check out our Tumblr at OneShotPodcast.tumblr.com. Check out our Google Plus community, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you're looking to inquire about advertising rates, live appearances, and commissioning episodes, or you have a question or comment about something you heard on the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a joint production between Peaches and Hot Sauce and Paracosm Press. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with tons of great podcasts, videos, and live shows for you to check out at peachesandhotsauce.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes!